Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Jason Phillips from Countryside Sales and Service of Seaboyne. We are ready to help you with your winter maintenance projects. Now is the time to ask about our expanded disc brake selection, wet kits, custom hydraulic hoses, and new tires to order. The cold weather is here. Stop by to stock up on power service and diesel 911. Countryside's wash bay is open, so call for a truck or trailer wash before you put it away for the winter. Our department is open 5 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. Order parts by midnight on Friday for new Saturday drop box pickup. Countryside is here for your Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts. We sell what we run at Countryside Sales and Service of Seaboyne.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Seaboyne, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
A sloppy first quarter leads to a 10-point lead for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, 17-7. Carroll gets the inbound to start the second quarter. Foster has it at the right wing. Back up to Cotton, top of the key. Surveying the prairie. Now starts his dribble to the right. One dribble over to Foster. Dribbles, comes out of the corner to the top to Campbell.
The Lakers has gone to a 1-3-1 zone, and that's allowing Kerr to go ahead and survey the situation.
Foster to Phillips. Phillips down to, that would be number 20, Strachan inside the low post. Can't get that to fall. Phillips gets the rebound and puts it in for 2 points. And that would be Phillips' first points of the night, 17-9. Feeds it in, and it's stolen away by Carroll in little momentum on the Tigers' side, but Campbell can't hang on to it, and it's tipped out of bounds by Lakers. Carroll ball underneath their own hoop.
Campbell, he saw the wide-open spaces in front of him. I can't believe he didn't get there first.
No kidding. That'll be the seventh turnover for Lakers, both teams with seven now. Phillips to Campbell. Campbell dribbling it all the way around the perimeter. For the long three, Caleb Cotton is no good. Rebound brought in by Lakers. That would be number two, Mason Pasek. Taking their time on this one, surprisingly. Bulls to Binder, right wing. He's hit a three already. Siegfried, left wing. As Campbell in his face starts his dribble, feed it into the corner. So now he's in trouble. Double team, he's trying to fight his way through. And he has to throw it off of a purple jersey. Out of bounds, Laker ball, far side of your radio. 6:47 left in the second quarter, 17-9. Siegfried will inbound to Bulls. Into the corner to Pasek. Back to Siegfried. Down into the low post to Sheridan, the sophomore. And feeds it back outside, and it looks like we have a whistle, as it was nearly stolen by Foster, and Mason Pasek came and blasted him through. And that'll be Mason Pasek's second foul and the team's fifth of this half. Carroll ball about 84 feet from their own hoop. Foster will inbound. Care or Lakers showing a press. 17-9, an 8-point lead for the Lakers. Campbell breaks the press with ease over to Phillips in the right wing extended. And Carson Binner went for the steal and plowed over Campbell, and that will be the team's sixth foul and Carson Binder's first personal.
Well, the Lakers are contesting now the second pass.
They're contesting everything.
They allowed him in the trap, okay, and then, okay, where's that second pass? Whammo.
And they're trying to attack everything as Eric Wisner intended his ways. Campbell on the right wing starts his dribble down to the corner. Nothing there. Tight defense by Siegfried. Carson Binner steals it away, and here comes Bulls. Eighth turnover for Carroll. Bulls at the right elbow, feeds it down to the Sheridan on the baseline. And Bulls resets the offense at the right wing. Into the corner. Sheridan pops the three. No, airballed. And rebound brought in by Campbell. Campbell dribbles up for the Carroll Tigers, trailing by 8 points. Down the baseline. This is Caleb Cotton. This one touches nothing. And rebound brought in by Sheridan. In the other way, that would be Binder. Can't get the layup to go. But Mason Pasek cleans up the boards, and he has his fourth point. Now 19-9, back out to a double-digit lead for the Lakers. 5:35 left in the second. Caros Foster back over to Cotton. Cotton back to Foster. Trap zone again for the Lakers to Campbell across the midcourt. Cotton dribbling to the right wing, feeds into Gerald's all the way in, down to the low post to Phillips, in for two.
Nice assist.
Nice ball movement there for the Carroll Tigers, now in double digits, 19-11. 8-point lead for the Lakers. Binder for three, right wing. This is his second from the same spot, and he has six, and it's back out to a double digits, 22-11. 5 minutes before halftime. Foster into Phillips. Phillips across midcourt to Campbell. Campbell dribbles down. This one's no good. Rebound, though, brought in by Carroll. And Phillips brings in that rebound. This one's no good as well. Three offensive boards and nothing to show for it. And it goes out of bounds. Laker ball. Hunter Keim checks in, replaces Mason Pasek, who has two fouls. And Hunter Keim will inbound on the far side of your radio. Traveling left to right across your radio are the green and white Lakers.
Carroll is starting to look a little bit more comfortable, which could be a metaphor for their season, truthfully.
4:40 left in the first half. Hunter Keim in the left corner. Beats it inside and is stolen away by Phillips. That's the eighth turnover for the Lakers. Both teams matching it turnover for turnover. Foster goes down the baseline and puts it in for 2 points. 9-point deficit for the Tigers. 22-13. Here come the Lakers, wasting no time. Siegfried at the left elbow. Double team comes there. And there looks like they're going to be drawing a foul. And Siegfried will inbound it for the Lakers on the side. Foul go against number 35. That would be Caleb Cotton, his second, and team's fourth. 4:20 left in the first half. 22-13. Siegfried inbounds to Bowles in the backcourt. Dribbling to the near sideline. Sideline over to Binder and is stolen away by Foster. Foster can't hang on to it, and it looks like it's out of bounds. And it's last touched by Foster.
Carson just made a heck of a play. I mean, he went ahead and tipped the ball right off the player of Carroll's leg. Went out of bounds. Laker ball.
So, turnover still tied at 9 apiece now. 4:10 left in the first half. 22-13. Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers leading the Carroll Tigers. Carson Binder across midcourt, down to Hunter Keim in the left corner, down to Sheridan. Sheridan tries to feed inside, but to nowhere, and it's a turnover into the hands of Graves. Graves goes into the lane, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
It's funny because I thought that was more of a pass than anything.
Graves is 1-for-2 from the free throw line so far. The foul will go against number 21, Carson Binder, his second. And team 7 remain 3:55 in this first half. Carroll will be shooting at least one free throw with every Laker foul. First free throw bounces once and falls for Caleb Graves. He's now 2-for-3 from the free throw line for 2 points. 22-14. Foster sits down, replaced by Campbell. Graves on the free throw line, his second one. This one's good. Bounces off the back of the iron and falls. 2-for-2 on that trip. He has three, ball from free throws, and a couple substitutions for the Lakers. Binder sits down, as does number 13, Garrett Bowles.
More importantly, though, Carroll is hanging around. This could be interesting as things progress.
Just a 7-point game, 22-15, 3:45 left in the first half. Sheridan in trouble in the corner, and it's tipped out of bounds by, looks like, number 24, Chris Walker. And it'll be Laker ball underneath the own hoop on the right side of your radio. 3:46 left in the second quarter. 22-15. EPBP leading by 7 points. Feeds it in to number 14, Mason Williams, newly checked in. Now Siegfried has it in the right corner. To Sheridan, to Hunter Keim, left wing. To number 4, Mason Dubes in the left corner. Dribbles to the left elbow, picks up his dribble. Back out to Mason Williams. Williams over to Mason Dubes. Back to the opposite wing, inside to Siegfried. Siegfried traveled with it inside the lane. He can't believe it, and that's the 11th turnover for the Lakers.
Yeah, that's a good call, though. You know, he hesitated with the ball and took a little happy feet steps in the inside.
Yes, he did. 22-15, a 7-point game, 3-possession ball game. Campbell over to Graves. Graves over to number 20. Striking at the free throw line and coming over the top was number 10, Anthony Sheridan. And that'll be his second personal foul, team's eighth. So all three big men for Lakers with two fouls, with still 3:18 left in the second quarter. This puts number 20, Cyrus Stragan at the free throw line, shooting 1-1.